And in government, they know as well that somehow they've got to try to convince people that they have understood the public mood of the last few months. Old hands like the First Minister of Scotland, Donald Dewar, acknowledge that it's now quite tough.
We've taken a terrible battering in the press. That's not a complaint, it's just a comment. I mean, there's a very large number of papers who have just decided that we have to be hauled down. Maybe they think we're too big for our boots. Maybe they just think that blood on the floor makes for good journalism. But it has been happening. We'll get through that, and you've just got to take the rough and the smooth. I'm very confident about the outcome, and I think Tony will get a great reception.
The rough with the smooth. Well, on the back benches, there is some visible impatience, which was what some of them think of there as the witch doctory of New Labour, all the polls and the focus groups and so on, they say. They want a change of style. The Thurrock MP, Andrew McKinley.
The Prime Minister needs to listen to the best focus group there is, namely the Parliamentary Labour Party, the backbenchers. After all, human nature being what it is, backbenchers want to get re-elected, and they know that people on the high streets are saying, what are you going to do for the elderly and retired in particular? And they also believe there should be some greater deference by this government to the, frankly, the working class.
Andrew McKinley from the backbenches. Well, one former minister who does think that this is a moment for some changes is the former Cabinet Office and Defence Minister, Peter Kilfoyle. He's written a book, but he's here in our Brighton studio. There does need to be a change now, isn't there, if the government is going to head to the next election in the condition that it thought earlier this year it would be in?
I think, in fact, the change has already begun. I think the change in direction began with the comprehensive spending review. It's been further signalled by the statement of the Chancellor, and I anticipate a very, very effective speech today from the Prime Minister to confirm that we are back in a period of real politics, Jim.
Now, you talk about changes on policy, tweaking here and there, perhaps a change of language, change of emphasis. What else is going on? Because you know and I know that at this conference a lot of people are complaining about what they see going on in and around the Cabinet. They say, why is there all this business of people scratching each other's eyes out? Now, what's going on?
I think there's a great deal of impatience amongst members of the Parliamentary Party and members of the party generally. And a great deal of curiosity, I might add, on behalf of journalists, as to why very senior members of the Cabinet should show such a marked lack of indiscipline. That must stop. I think there's an expectation that that needs to stop, that a party or a government, which is perceived even slightly to be divided against itself, is always going to be on the back foot.
Only one person can do that.
The Prime Minister, yeah.